your way to success. We launch your way to success was the theme of Summer Teen 2021. This Summer Teen program is that of the Commission for the Blind. And they have partnered with Successful Transitions to hold that program. And so in 2020, we did all virtual. And in 2021, we went first week virtual, 4 weeks in Columbia, and 6 week was at Rocky Bottom for graduation retreat week. And it was an awesome experience. But I think I would like you to hear from some of our students and some of our interns for the 6 week program. So if you would introduce yourselves and
Hello, everyone. My name is Brooklyn Rollerson. And today I want to talk about my summer teen experience. This summer really changed my life in a positive way. I got to learn a lot of new things. I learned how to cook my own food, such as chicken parmesan. I learned how to make desserts like pudding.
What kind of pudding, Brooklyn?
I made, I forgot, honestly. I had so much fun with other things that I forgot what kind of pudding I made. Okay. I also learned how to budget for a house, and the first week was virtual, and that week I learned some things on technology, certain apps that you can use that would benefit us blind people. I had the opportunity to get an internship at the Adventure Children's Museum in Columbia. And I got to work with a lot of young kids there. I taught them how to write their names in Braille in the art exhibit. And I taught them how to make chromatography butterflies in the bio lab. And I just really enjoyed getting to work with them, getting to interact with them. It was really eye-opening for me. And lastly, I've also made a lot of new friendships here, met a lot of new people. It's really exciting. That was really my favorite part, just meeting new people and getting to know new people and socializing.
Thank you,
Brooklyn. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Sorry, my sound's kind of a little bit snippy because right before that, the allergy just got on me, so somehow. But anyway, my name is Will Hamlin, and I live in Charleston, so it's not too far away from here. A little bit about me. I'm 17, and I am playing in the high school marching band. And this year, actually, it's a good year for me because I come into the summer team, and first of all, I can learn how to cook, because that's one of the reasons I want to learn, because so in that case, my mom will let me touch the stove, so I can do stuff on the stove, because she always don't feel safe to me to touch it. So yeah, so it's really great, and I never knew I can do all kind of that, like a my friend Brooklyn just say, you know, cook chicken parmesan or like a bowl of meal or just cooking dessert, like a, you know, pudding with like a banana pudding or other kind of flavor, which is fine. And so far in the summer team, my favorite, thing is go to the Frankish Fun Parks and go kayak for hell. yeah, and it's, I have a lot of fun with it. And oh, I forgot how, and I was able to go to Chick-fil-A, so I can learn how to, you know, basically practicing how to do a self-advocate, which is cool. And that's kind of mostly a little bit about it, about what I've been learning a little bit at summer team this year.
Will, can you tell the audience the background of where you're from originally and how you got here?
Well, it's kind of a little tough with Will, but anyway, I am from China, and I got here like about 5 years ago, and it's tough because I have to work on translator stuff and a Google Translator. And if you are using Google Translate for other language, you should know, like, you know, the Google Translate sometimes it may not translate the thing you wanted. So it's really tough for the first 2 years. And the third year is kind of a little bit better, but still tough. And then, you know, just my language just get better and better. So that's why I can stand here to talk with y'all. Adele using translator. So it's kind of fun. So far, yeah.
Thank you, Will.
Hello, everybody. It's Tank. So some of the little fun things we did occurred mostly at night. It's like going to Frankie's. PG-13, please. Yes, Frankie's Fun Park. We took them we walked to Hardy so they can get used to crossing the street, because we all had that point where we were scared to cross the street. So they can order their own food. Like Will said, Chick-fil-A, got to Rocky Bottom, did some things like kayaking, went to this place with some great milkshakes. While we're at the houses, I taught my boys how to cook breakfast, so you know they're gonna know how to cook. Chef Tank. But yeah, I'm very proud of them and all they did this summer, self-advocating, all that nice stuff. So we had fun.
Hello, I am Anna, and I was also one of the counselors / interns for Summer Teen this summer, and was fortunately able to also work with the kids at Children's Camp. And when I talked to my friends back home, when I talked to my family back home about my experience this summer working with these awesome teenagers, I cannot stop talking about how proud I am of each of them for setting independence goals. A lot of them came to one of the staff, one of the interns, or came to me and said, this is something that I want to learn how to do. And so we were able to work that summer to accomplish that independence goal, and then to be able to see the pride they felt in themselves for being able to accomplish that task was my favorite part of my job, the confidence they were able to build and being able to make their own sandwich. I had a student tell me one day that he didn't want what we had for lunch. He wanted a sandwich. I was like, all right, well, go make one. And he told me he didn't know how. And I was like, okay, perfect. Let's go learn. So we went into the kitchen and we learned how to make a turkey and cheese sandwich with mayonnaise. And he said, Miss Anna, I'll make my own sandwiches from now on. And that kind of pride and that kind of empowerment that he felt in himself was phenomenal. I had a girl who was in my house who we had a laundry day when we washed all the sheets and the towels in our Airbnb. And I taught them about sorting laundry and doing laundry and all the complicated parts of laundry. And I said, laundry's not fun, but we need to learn how to do it. And she went home that weekend and she came back Monday. And I was asking her about her weekend. And she goes, well, Miss Anna, my grandma and I got into an argument. And I asked her what happened. And she said that she was not going to let her grandma do her laundry anymore. And her grandma got upset. And she said, well, Miss Anna taught me how to do laundry, so you can't do my laundry for me anymore. I told her to give it a couple years. She might be begging grandma to do her laundry again. But that kind of empowerment and that kind of independence that she was able to build in herself, the confidence that each of them were able to build in themselves was phenomenal to see.
Hello, everyone. My name is Matthew Devhoffman. I was also an intern working for Summer Teen this summer. I really, really enjoy working with the teens and being a mentor to them. My passion for working with teens, the reason I do it, my favorite part is working on confidence and comfortableness with blindness itself and building a positive blindness philosophy. So a lot of the teens we have come in and, you know, they don't ever want to use a cane. They don't want to talk about their blindness, don't want to use the word blind or advocate for their accommodations that they need in class. So I love working with them on those specific things. So getting to get a cane in every kid's hand and just sit down and have a conversation of why do we use the cane? Okay, a lot of we talk about the cane is a tool of independence, not a sign of weakness. We build that positive blindness philosophy around, you know, all those NFB taglines, blindnesses and the characteristic that defines you and all that. And it's just so incredible to go from the beginning of the summer and watch the teens grow to a point where they can be comfortable and confident in their blindness and know they will be independent. So I loved working with the teens.
Commissioner Graham, are you in here? Would you like to speak about your experience and our partnership? Thank you, Jennifer. And I just want to say thank you to the interns. Y'all did an amazing job this summer helping guide and being a mentor to others. It's just phenomenal. Like I said, I had the opportunity to meet firsthand with some of the students and the parents and to get to hear what a great, fun time they had, to get to hear about some of their work experiences, because besides having fun at this camp, the camp is also designed to help prepare these individuals for secondary education or employment. So to hear about some of the things they learned in addition to the fun they had was just absolutely amazing. So thank you again, Jennifer, to you and your staff and the interns for all of the hard work that you put into this. It was just absolutely amazing several weeks. And one of the things that I really liked about it is there was a portion of it that was in Columbia and a portion of it at Rocky Bottom. So it provided, you know, a variety of opportunities for them. So thanks again for everything that you did. And we look forward to next year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. And Commissioner Graham, I know that we had Mark doing video and photos during the time and their experience. So when he is, I know that he will put it up on the website, but would love for you to let us know when it's ready so that we can view that. We are awesome. I am super, yes. Thank you so much. It is pouring. I know that Commissioner Graham has to go back to be with her family. So thank you so much for being here with us today. She said her husband is going out of town for 10 days and she needs to make sure she takes care of the family and before they leave. So we understand. Thank you so much for being here.